This is the County Cricket Podcast for the 23rd of August. Durham collapsed to 35 for 4 in pursuit of 151 against Worcestershire, but still ran out winners by 6 wickets at Chesterley Street. Dale Benkenstein and Paul Collingwood both hit unbeaten half centuries to undo the damage done by Alan Richardson's triple strike, as they shared an unbroken 5th wicket partnership of 119. Sussex continued their habit of springing a surprise in this year's LV County Championship by closing on 31 without loss in pursuit of 164 to win against title contenders Somerset at Taunton. They progressed to 279 in their first innings, thanks to an unbeaten 57 from Amjad Khan, before bowling the home side out to 195 in their second. Monty Panesar followed up the best innings analysis of his career yesterday, with another 6 wickets today, to give him career-best match figures of 13 for 137. Harold Sapir top scored for Somerset with 59, and Haddadi to 84 for the first wicket with Marcus Viscothic. Middlesex closed day 3 in a strong position against division leaders Warwickshire at Edgbaston. After a difficult start where they allowed the home side to get up to 333 in their first innings, and then lost 2 early wickets in their second, they never looked back, and closed on 351 for 5. Chris Rogers and David Milan both made centuries, and hit 203 for the third wicket, while Gareth Burke ended the day unbeaten on 53, and shared an unbroken 6th wicket stand of 99 with Milan, who ended on 138 not out. In Division 2, promotion hopefuls Hampshire closed on 77 for 4, as they attempted to chase down a target of 441 against Leicestershire at Grace Road. Matthew Hoggard followed up his 4 wickets in the first innings with 2 in the second, after the home side declared their second innings on 265 for 8. All of the Leicestershire middle order reached double figures, with Ramnaresh Sarwan's 346, the highest individual contribution. And leaving the best until last, it was an extraordinary third day at Wantage Road, where Derbyshire, resuming on 163 for 5 against Northamptonshire, reached jumps on 512 for 8. They made moderate progress, reaching 253 for 8, but the defining moment of the day was still to come. Wayne Madsen and wicketkeeper Tom Poynton, who boasted an average of just 12 from 17 matches coming into this game, had added 259 for the ninth wicket by the time stumps were pulled. Madsen ended with the maiden double hundred of his career, while Poynton ended with his maiden century. The pair need to score just 24 more runs tomorrow to equal the 102-year-old club and world record, which is currently held by Arnold Warren and John Chapman.